I'm actually joined here in the media area here at Finn Park by the Finn Harps chairman, Ian Harkin. Ian, great to chat to you. Thanks for coming up for a wee chat. I know seems to be great anticipation and excitement among the Harps supporters ahead of this new season. And it's great to see a good crowd here this afternoon.
There is, yeah. No, I mean, the Derry fans and Harps fans have turned up here in numbers, which is great. You know, it's been over 10 years since we've had a friendly here at home, and you can see the appetite here for everybody for the season to start again. So, yeah, there's lots to look forward to. You know, we were coming into this season with a few miles in the legs of a lot of those young lads that started for us there last year, and they've got that experience of playing together, building that team atmosphere. And you know, we've strengthened as well with adding in Success Edigan and David Colley and Chris there that's just come on as well. So yeah, no, look, it's early days, but you know, there's another good month of work to put in, but things are looking good.
Yeah, and it's interesting as well. Obviously, a new manager on board in Darren Murphy. You've got that business done fairly early, didn't you, Ian? Which was important because then that could allow him to prepare for the new campaign.
Yeah, look, you know, we went through that process at the end of the year to give it to do it formally, but we're very impressed by Darren, how he finished off the season last year, and actually right throughout the season, he's been a solid person to have in there. He's brought in a lot of experience and a lot of connections through football. So yeah, look, it was an easy decision in the end up, and it's been great then to add in Kevin McHugh as well as assistant manager. Kevin brings, you know, he's highly respected within our club. He's brought a lot of continuity as well through from the academy, which is very important to us as a football club.
Yeah, and I mean, the ambition obviously is to get back into the Premier Division, where Harps will feel they belong. And I know he has strengthened his squad, Ian. It's never easy though getting out of the First Division, because there are so many clubs that have been down there a lot longer than Harps and have found it hard themselves to get out, and are perhaps even better placed at this stage to challenge for promotion. But you just never know. Get off to a good start, and with these new additions, perhaps we can look forward to maybe a good season ahead.
Yeah, look, we've said to them, look, we're looking for an improvement on last year, but we haven't set specific goals or anything like that. The guys set that for themselves. We've got a long-term plan, and it's both on and off the field. You know, Darren's in here full-time, and he's really strengthened his backroom team this year as well, not just with Kevin McHugh, but Eamon Curry here, his goalkeeping coach, has been a phenomenal addition. And also our new strength and conditioning coach as well is, you know, brings lots of experience from doing the same with the Northern Ireland international team. So we're very happy with how things are going, and can't wait to get the season started.
Yeah, and one of the many things that Dave Rogers last year said during his term in charge, Ian, was how pleasantly surprised he was by the positivity among Harps supporters. Even when Harps were struggling last year and finding good results difficult to come by, Harps fans stuck by them. You can see it here today as well. Like, there's a great turnout, as you say, from both Derry City and Finn Harps in terms of the supporters coming out to see their teams in action today. And the Harps fans will have a big part to play again this year.
They will indeed, yeah. Look, it's very important. We have got a very good fan base, and they are devoted to the club, and that, you know, they support us through our 500 club and our season tickets, and it's really important for us to get that, to be able to budget for the year ahead. It gives us that, you know, base at the start of the year to be able to, you know, plan out for the year. And you know, we're extremely appreciative of that. They're a very knowledgeable fan group as well. They know that we're going through this development phase, but look, there's some very exciting talent in this squad right now. Success that we've just added in here, Aaron McLaughlin, you've got Oisin Cooney in goal right now, who's on the Irish international team. there's a lot of potential. Young Coyle coming through as well. He's shown very, very well in pre-season. So, yeah, there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, and those players are busy now preparing for the start of the new campaign. But for you as chairman and your fellow members on the committee, Ian, is this a busy time or is all the hard work done at this stage for you guys?
No, it's very, very busy. Like, we've got the stadium project going in the background as well. And, look, hopefully we'll be able to announce something very soon on it. But that's keeping us busy every day of the week at the moment. there's a lot of things to consider when you're doing it. We've got a bigger master plan as well that we're looking to develop for our centre of excellence. So again, hopefully we'll be able to announce something in the forthcoming months on that as well. So yeah, no, it's exciting times for the club. Hopefully now we can push on this year and show signs of improvement on the pitch as well.